Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. The dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo to prove that they listened to the show. You can see what I mean. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. So we're going to start, last hour, we were going to get into Second Life. And now we've got plenty of time, so we should do it. Second Life is an alternative reality. It is a computer, I don't know if you want to call it a game as much as it is a simulation, where you create an avatar for yourself. And this avatar is a digital representation of you. Now, it can look like you. It's very customizable. Customizable to an insane level. You've actually gotten in. You've logged into the program before, Mark.
Yeah, I've wandered around. I didn't notice that there was a lot of customability to my avatar.
You didn't look closely because
I don't know how to do all that stuff.
You could spend hours on just customizing. I mean, there's for your hair alone.
I'm just a white guy with short haircut. I mean, it's not that difficult to make something look like me.
I understand that. I just hit the randomize button until I came close to something that looked okay. But, I mean, you can tweak each little setting, as far as I can't even get into the detail. You know, you can tweak a setting of how close your eyes are together, how far away they are. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of little details. Anyway, so you create this avatar, you fly around the world, and you can do stuff like buy products. See, people in Second Life can actually create things. That's one of the big selling points on the game. I'm going to just call it a game for lack of a better term. On the game is that you can manufacture products, essentially, I guess, from thin air, and then you can put ownership rules on those products. So, for instance, if we wanted to go into Second Life and open up a store that sold virtual Free Talk Live T-shirts, then we could do that. We could create the T-shirt in the game, set a price on it, because there's an actual economy in the game in that you can take U.S. dollars and convert them into what they call Linden dollars, which is what the in-game currency is. It's like a 250-to-1 currency conversion ratio. So you get 250 Linden dollars for every U.S. dollar. And so we could put a Linden dollar price tag on the stuff we were selling in the
game.
Can
you cash them out, too?
Can you get the money back out?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, you make a certain amount of Linden dollars, would you be able to get, if I sell enough virtual T-shirts, which, by the way, that idea is gone. Somebody's already made them as soon as you said that.
I think that's fine. If we were to make virtual Free Talk Live T-shirts, we'd give them away, not sell them. I'm just using it as an example. No, I don't know if you can cash out. That'd be an excellent question for somebody who's actually a real serious player of Second Life to answer at 800-259-9231. But anyway, so you create the product, you put a price tag on it, and you could restrict it if you like. So, for instance, I could say that, yes, you can buy this Free Talk Live T-shirt, but it only has a one-copy life, in that you purchase the shirt, and one of the things you can do in the game with most products that aren't restricted is you can copy them. So if I've got a little bean bag or something that I want to copy to you, Mark, I can just make the copy, and now you have it, and you can copy it to whoever else you want to. Well, if I put a restriction on the product, and that means that you can't copy it. Or maybe I've made it so you can copy it just one time, and that's it. You can no longer copy it. And that's one of the things that some people have been doing to restrict their products and bring themselves more sales. If you see a product you like, oh, well, I can't copy it to you, but you can go to this store and you can buy it. Do you see where I'm coming from on this? Well, there's been a problem. Something has developed. Somebody has developed what they call the copy bot.
Copy bot.
Yes, and we actually brought it up a few days ago on the show. According to Wired News, businesses in Second Life are in an uproar over a rogue software program that duplicates in-world items. And they should be. The havoc soon by CopyBot promises to transform the virtual world into a bold experiment to protect and creative work without the blunt instrument of copyright law. As you're going to see here, the creators behind Second Life have had a choice to make. They could choose to use the government's tools of enforcement on these copyright violators, or they can use market-based incentives and tools. And we're going to explore their choices here in a moment. Second Life, operated by Linden Labs, has developed differently from other virtual worlds because it allows custom content and encourages in-world enterprise. It's a hospitable place for creators to sell virtual goods like clothing, furniture, and even hairstyles. As in any economy, the value of those goods depends on their scarcity. People will pay more for a fantastic hairdo that no one else has. If CopyBot can indiscriminately duplicate these items, then no one has to pay the creator for them. Copying, therefore, is a value killer. Now, to understand what CopyBot does, essentially, it's a little program you run that whenever you encounter an item that may have these restrictions...
Yeah, you like it.
Yeah. You just set the, you set the bot on it, it copies the item, and now it's yours. So it's essentially overrunning all of the previous rules they had in the world. And this is making people very angry. As a result, Second Life merchants are understandably up in arms over the software, reportedly closing their stores until the problem is resolved. So the market is responding by saying, you want us to continue staying in your game?
Yeah.
You better figure something out, Linden Labs. So you would think that Linden Labs would be pulling out the big guns, including DRM, Digital Rights Management Technology, and intellectual property lawyers, to fight the copybot problem. After all, there's a lot of liability to go around. People using CopyBot may be infringing the rights of the creators of those works. Under some circumstances, wielding the program might make you liable for contributory copyright infringement if you're inciting infringement. But Linden Labs has confronted this threat to its bottom line in a different and novel way. DRM, which is the government's solution, won't work, says the CEO, Philip Rosedale. Nothing can stop someone from copying textures or shapes off of their own computer any more than technology can stop someone from copying audio streaming through their speakers. Also, the company doesn't want to be in the business of adjudicating copyright disputes. Right, rightfully so. They want to be in the business of developing and supporting their software. As Rosedale succinctly put it, given the ambiguity in copyright enforcement, Linden Labs will inevitably make mistakes, and it doesn't want to make mistakes. Instead, Linden Labs will take another approach. In the short run, it believes that use of CopyBot violates its terms of service agreement, allowing the company to ban an offender's account. Long term,
makes sense.
Linden says it will create better information identifying creators and dates of creation for in-world content. This will allow copyright owners who've been aggrieved to bring infringement claims against offenders personally, at least in theory. In practice, the available legal tools might not help virtual world creators very much. The Digital Millennium Copyright Act might give shopkeepers the power to force Linden Labs to delete copied items, but it will not provide financial compensation to the victims of infringement unless they file a federal lawsuit. Now, who's going to want to file a lawsuit over these goods that cost a fraction of a dollar? You know?
Doesn't seem likely.
Not very likely. So given the cost of these virtual goods, there aren't going to be many infringements worth the expense of suing. The next phase of Linden's response is more interesting. The company plans to develop an infrastructure to enable Second Life residents and landowners to enforce IP, intellectual property, related covenants within certain areas, or as a prerequisite for joining certain groups. In effect, Second Life's inhabitants will self-police their world, according to the rules and social norms that they develop themselves. This is exciting because it turns Second Life into a laboratory for trying out alternatives to prevailing real-world copyright rules. Now, it sounds on its face like essentially they're going to somehow give the denizens the tools to enforce on their own these rules. Maybe this we'll explore a little bit more here. In real life, copyright protection is an effort to balance incentives for innovation within rights of public access to culture and information. The intuition behind copyright is that when creators know they'll reap financial rewards from their creation, they will supposedly produce and innovate. Without copyright, the suggestion is that you have stagnation. We're already seeing this in Second Life if merchants are really closing their doors in response to CopyBot. But U.S. copyright law is generally not tailored to the special needs of a particular industry. The Second Life community might be able to strike a different yet functional balance between encouraging creators and allowing public access. For example, the virtual world's creators will not necessarily benefit from strong intellectual property protection. Much of the creativity in Second Life is derivative. People want to be able to riff on hairstyles, clothing, furniture, vehicles without having to worry about derivative works infringement claims, meaning your car is too close to my car, that means you ripped off my car, therefore right. I have a claim against you. The community will probably not opt for too little protection either. Unlike the community of music fans, where consumers far outnumber creators, the Second Life, a higher ratio of people are creators as well as users. One of the reasons they get into the game is because they can create things. These creators have an incentive to protect rights that encourage innovation because they themselves will be adversely affected if creativity is underprotected. The idea that innovation can flourish in the absence of copyright enforcement isn't heretical as it might seem. Then we get into some examples of where maybe copyright isn't so important after all. We'll talk about it here coming up, as well as their solution. This is Free Talk Live.
perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, toll-free 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce, you'll know first. Updates.freetalklive.com. To get on that list, we sent out an update recently announcing the Free Talk Live auction going on right now at auction.freetalklive.com. You can place your bid and possibly win the second banner on the website for an entire month, which is actually the best banner slot that we have available. Currently, the bidding's only at $31. Man, that's cheap. 3 days left in the auction.
Yeah, well, in those last 3 days, it starts skyrocketing a bit.
Oh, I don't know. Skyrocketing is going to be the right term.
It might get up to
$100. It was only $81 last time.
It might get up to $100.
It could very well. It's been as high as $150 in the past, so who knows? We'll see. It's up to you to bid on it at auction.freetalklive.com. Promote what you want, whether it's your business, your product, your service, heck, a band that you like, whatever. Auction.freetalklive.com. Talking about Second Life, the alternative reality. It's a computer simulation of a game that allows people to create all sorts of things. They create an avatar for themselves, fly around this virtual world where you can build buildings and create products to sell to others. But unfortunately, the Second Life economy has been put in, well, it's been threatened by something called CopyBot that essentially allows anybody to copy any item that they come across in the game, which is making a lot of people very angry. People that create products that are supposed to be restricted, products that are supposed to be uncopyable, have now been made copyable by this CopyBot. Now, as a result, the game's creators, Linden Labs, have decided to somehow, I guess, I don't exactly know how this is going to work, but they're explaining this in the Wired article, explaining that essentially it's going to allow the users of the game, the Second Lifers, to essentially enforce copyright themselves. As the article puts it, develop an infrastructure to enable the Second Life residents and landowners to enforce IP-related covenants within certain areas, or as a prerequisite for joining certain groups. In effect, their inhabitants will self-police their world. Now, the way I read that is to simply say that, say, for instance, you want to come into the Gimme Liberty bar at gimmeliberty.com is the website. It's an area that our listeners have set up where you can actually go in, hang out with other listeners, Free Talk Live and other Free State Project members as well, and listen to Free Talk Live in Second Life. You get sort of all sitting in this room together or hanging around in this room, and you can hear Free Talk Live.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's neat. And so I guess the idea would be that you can set rules and restrictions on that particular area to say that, well, if it turns out that you've got illegal copied files in your Second Life profile, you won't be allowed into this area. So essentially sort of like an ostracism system built into the game.
How do they know whether you have illegal?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure how this is going to play out, but I'm sure some Second Life folks can call in here at 800-259-9231 to clue us in. But the article is now going to go into copyright and how the intention behind copyright is the idea that, well, a creator knows they're going to be able to reap financial rewards from their creation, therefore they'll produce more and innovate. That's the suggestion behind copyright. But does that hold? Well, take the fashion industry. As law professors Chris Sprigman and Carl Rostelia write in their paper on the subject, neither copyright nor patent law prohibit copying fashion designs.
No.
There is some protection for the brand associated with the apparel, but no law prohibits a knockoff. A Chanel suit, peasant skirt, or narrow lapel. And yet, fashion is highly innovative, with new styles several times a year, despite low intellectual property protection. Similarly, Professors Emmanuel Fauchard and Eric von Hippel write that hot French cuisine is another area with low IP protection, yet high levels of innovation and creativity. No law prevents copying recipes. Instead, French chefs have developed social norms, much like those Linden Lab seeks to empower against exact copying, dissemination of tricks of the trade, and adopting significant innovations without crediting the chef responsible. Failure to follow these norms results in reputation harm, including ostracism. Such a norms-based, rather than law-based, system might work in Second Life. Norms-based systems are context-sensitive and highly responsive to the concerns of the relevant community.
Now, they're missing a little something here. When you're producing a suit or something like mm-hmm. that, copying Chanel is going to be difficult because it's going to take basically another season to be able to put out this. You see Chanel suits come out, mm-hmm. you see them, and then it's going to take a season to be able to put your stuff out that's in competition with it. Because if you're six months behind the suits, behind in the, you know, as far as the weather goes, it takes a period of time to produce these things, make the patterns, produce them, ship them places.
That's presuming you don't have an insider working at Chanel, but okay.
It is assuming that. And when it comes to cuisine, you know, a chef creates something, somebody has to see it and decide, oh, I want to copy that. Dissemination takes a while. Whereas in this case, it's just simply seeing something, copying it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see it, now I have it. It's a matter of minutes between seeing it and copying it.
Nonetheless,
sure.
If they can institute a system that allows people to effectively ostracize the copiers, then it should be interesting to see what happens as far as experimental.
I'm interested in seeing what happens.
Well, they're also cheaper. These norms-based systems are cheaper and quicker than litigation. Because, you know, can you imagine filing a lawsuit over somebody copying your in-game items? I mean, how long is that going to take? You talk about a season for Chanel. No, we're talking about government courts. Now you're talking about 10 years.
Yeah.
Norms-based systems can only work, though, if the people in the community value the rewards that the community can bestow or withhold. What's happening now in Second Life is a grand experiment, and one that has implications not just for virtual worlds, but for intellectual property protection more generally. Are digital goods in virtual worlds more like music or fashion? More like movies or food? Will the Second Life community find a happy medium that allows inspired creativity without hindering their growing economy? Could social opprobrium based on shared values replace rigid and cumbersome intellectual property law regimes? The answers will depend in part on the evolving ratio of creators to users, whether different communities share the same values related to copying, the cost of copying, how much branding and authenticity matter to buyers, and whether creators can enjoy an economic benefit from being first to make something. The stakes are high. Not only are the financial futures of Second Life merchants up for grabs, but so is Linden Lab's business model. If the company's way of dealing with copyright falls flat, creators will stop creating, and the growth in the online world will be stunted. Needless to say, the movie and music industries will refuse to license their works for in-world sales and distribution. Watching Second Lifers and Linden Labs chart a new copyright course will be fascinating, and may provide lessons about the future of copyright in real-world communities. Let's go to Second Life and talk to Jason. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello. Calling from the Gimme Liberty Bar. I'll use my avatar name, Ray Bach, calling.
Well, hello, but, Ray. What's on your mind?
Going back to the topic of the currency in Second Life that you talked about early, the Linden dollar is the currency that's built into the game, and you were asking the question of whether you can cash out and how that all works. And yes, you can convert Linden dollars that you earn and build up if you own a shop and you accumulate a good bank account. You can cash it out, but it's actually not through the game Linden Lab company itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a third-party company that runs a market exchange, a currency exchange.
So you trade in your dollars to this company in the game, and they pay out to you?
Well, there's a website, slexchange.com, and if you go there, you can actually take a look at the current exchange rate, and it's a true floating market exchange. So it's not a fixed... it's not a fixed exchange by the game company. It's actually people buying and selling Linden dollars and U.S. dollars.
Neat. So the answer is yes, then, but not because the company decided it, because one of the in-game people decided it.
Wow.
That's amazing. I'm going to come back with more with you, Ray Bach. I got questions about this whole copyright thing. Coming back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features there. They're all totally free. Live streams included. A broadband version of the show awaits you, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them for free at freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. February 23rd through the 25th, meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be in attendance, and so should you. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. To get registered, that's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. As we go back to Ray Bott calling in from Second Life, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, we've been talking about Second Life, of course, this alternative reality, this essentially simulation, a computer simulation, that allows people to fly around and essentially network with other people from around the world. Very neat place, very interesting place to spend some time in. And, of course, you're calling from the Gimme Liberty Bar at GimmeLiberty.com. You can learn more about that. Essentially, it's an area in Second Life set up by a Free State Project and member and Free Talk Live listener. And it's attracting a lot of people, I guess, there every night to sit around and hang around in Second Life and listen to the show. But that's not necessarily what we're talking about. We're talking about the issue of CopyBot, this bot that has been unleashed onto this game and has created a bit of a controversy. People have been shutting down stores as a result of CopyBot because this bot allows people to copy any item in the game, even items that are supposed to be uncopyable. And we were talking about how Linden Labs, the company behind Second Life, is going to be handling this. And Ray Bach, did you have any comments on what their plans are? Have any of them been implemented yet? And how do you feel about it?
Well, I am not in the retail business in Second Life, so I'm not, maybe I don't have quite, it's not impacting me as much as other people who would probably maybe know more about it. But there's long been a discussion within the Second Life community about how to deal with differences, disagreements, how to somehow handle various disagreements that, you know, anything from people stealing other people's textures or copying products or griefing people and harassment. And the big challenge for Linden Lab, and that's without an S, it's Linden Lab, is how they can develop systems that can scale, because it's one thing for them to kind of become the government at this stage where it's still relatively small, but that obviously can't scale to the numbers that they're hoping and projecting, you know, when Second Life becomes basically
They might be able to handle a few disputes right now, but that's not what they want to do. And if a whole bunch of disputes come in, they don't want to hire people to handle, you know, arbitrating all these disputes. Now, I guess, as I understand it, their solution that they've got on the table right now is some sort of property management, to where maybe when you create a product, there'll be a unique ID code attached to it. And that code, if you authorize it to be copied to somebody, then that's, you know, in the system, officially authorized. And if somebody pops up that has that product without having that authorization, they may be disallowed from access into a certain community. So, for instance, at the Gimme Liberty Bar, if you guys were to set set your area up to refuse access to people with unauthorized copies, then that would essentially exclude them from certain areas of the game. Can you see perhaps a lot of areas deciding to exclude those individuals and maybe making them essentially social outcasts, digital pariahs, if you will?
Exactly. I mean, I think this is such a fascinating world and society that's evolving, because it's an incubator it's an experiment in market anarchism, really, and to watch how these systems are evolving naturally, spontaneously, and I think that is the key, is giving individuals better controls over their property so that they can fine-tune who they let into their property and not. And I can see, I know that I've heard talk about a Better Business Bureau, for example, that's being developed. Hmm. So I could see third-party organizations that get together and sort of collect information about individuals and maybe take reports. So it will basically give, there would be a place that people could register a complaint, and then basically they could come out with a reputation system. Hmm. And some businesses that might, if that company, this Better Business Bureau, was well organized and respected, then businesses might use their standard to, you know, accept or reject people who wanted to come onto their property. So,
right, so
there
sort of
might
like
be
a,
lots of different competing solutions.
Right, like a Second Life version of the eBay seller rating, basically.
Exactly. And there was a really interesting podcast I listened to a while ago, where between an eBay executive and a Linden Lab executive, and they were talking about how a lot of the issues that they both share, it's reputation systems, and Second Life certainly could benefit a lot from something like that.
Yeah, I'm definitely somebody who's a fan of reputation ratings, no doubt about it. Now, Mark, you said you had a couple Second Life related questions.
I've done a little bit of exploring in Second Life, and I've enjoyed it, but I haven't been able to concentrate on it as fully as I'd like and spend as much time with it. Now, I know they have guns and that sort of thing in Second Life, right?
Yes.
So, can you get a gun and shoot somebody dead?
Well, you can't actually die in Second Life. So, the worst that can happen to you is that you get teleported back to your home location.
So,
depending on the property, and that's another example of how property owners basically have the ultimate control. They can set their property to either allow or disallow guns that will have an effect on avatars. So, there are areas that you can have basically simulated combat, and then in those areas, when you get shot, your avatar kind of gets, you know, knocked and flown through the air, and you can sort of die. And you don't really die, but you can...
You just get teleported back.
Exactly. Like a laser tag.
So you actually set the rules on your property to say, yes, we will allow gunfire with consequences, in that the consequences, you get teleported out, or no, we will not allow any consequences for gunfire. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I know, because I actually had a watermelon launcher at one point,
right,
and was shooting the watermelons all around the second the Gimme Liberty Bar, and accidentally hit somebody and sent the avatar just flying off the map. It was kind of fun.
Right, you said you were sorry. That's one of our pastimes is shooting each other and doing ridiculous things like that.
Very good. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Ray?
No, that's good.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing
from you.
Thank you. Yeah, yes, we will definitely stop in and see you. I've been thinking about it. I actually thought about stopping in tonight there at a Second Life just to say hello. I don't have a lot of time to hang out in Second Life, but it is neat. It's neat to go in there and see, yes, there really are people sitting in there hanging around listening to Free Talk Live.
I need a second computer for Second Life because I can't do anything on mine when I'm in there.
What do you mean?
Well, it slows everything
down.
Too weak?
Your computer's too weak?
Yeah, just, well, I didn't really have any expectation to be doing some, you know,
gaming,
simulated anything on this computer.
1-800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. Well, speaking of games, Germany is getting that anti-video game fever that we've had over here in the United States for
a while.
Well, leading German lawmakers demanded a crackdown on violent computer and simulated war games on Tuesday over concerns that they may have helped inspire a young man to attack his former high school with guns and explosives. The masked 18-year-old man stormed the Scholl Secondary School on Monday as the Western German town in the Western German town of Emstetten, wounding as many as 27 people before committing suicide. These German killers are a lot more effective than the American ones.
Jeez, kill a lot of people.
Well, now it does say wounding, so maybe he didn't kill anybody.
Still.
But the young man, identified only as Bastian B., was known to authorities and due in court on Tuesday for weapons violations, say local police. According to German media reports, he had a fondness for war simulation and computer games. Wolfgang Bosbach, the deputy head of Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats in Parliament, said it was time to consider banning games that simulate wanton killing. Quote, we need effective guidelines to protect the children from exposure to different types of media. But we don't need simulated killer games that can lead to brutalization, says Bosbach. Now, apparently,
we need more stereotypical accents is what we need.
Ja, das ist gut. 800-259-9231. We need somebody better at doing accents than me.
I really like the German officer.
There's more to the story coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos, and I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-600-1738. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-600-1738. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-600-1738. 1-800-600-1738.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. Final moments of the Tuesday edition. Just enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. About whatever you want. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, we give them away. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by joining the AMP program. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. It's very simple. The concept is you send us $3 a month on a voluntary basis, and we will turn that money around into promoting Free Talk Live, to getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations, advertising in industry trade publications, advertising online to get more listeners, internet listeners on board, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world, around the country. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get some perks like maybe classic archives, access to the Amplifier-only call-in lines, Amplifier-only forum, all those details and more, amp.freetalklive.com. The PayPal signups are working right now. The credit card signups, not working. Remember, we are recovering from a server crash. We're doing our best to get all the features back online. So head over there and be patient, amp.freetalklive.com. All right, we were talking about Germany. They're wanting to ban violent video games now that an 18-year-old has gone out and killed some people, or wounded 27 people. Maybe one of them will die. But either way, it's a very violent incident, and of course they're pointing to video games as the actual culprit, because apparently people aren't responsible for their own actions. It's game companies that are. According to the bureaucrats, they say, we need effective guidelines to protect children from exposure to different types of media, but we don't need simulated killer games that can lead to brutalization, says one of the bureaucrats. He added that scientific studies have shown violent games have disturbing effects on some children. Well, hey, guess what? Some children are disturbed. Some children have mental problems.
What about violent movies? What about toy guns? I mean, are you going to...
Yes, ban it all. We need people to be safe, Mark.
You know, if you put two little girls in a room with Barbie dolls, they're going to play house with them. If you put two little boys in a room with Barbie dolls, they're going to bend them in half and use them as pistols.
Yeah, that's true.
Point them at each other. And that's just what they're going to do. I don't understand. It's a slippery slope, Ian. It's a slippery slope.
Well, Krista Stuens, family minister for the conservative-led state of Bavaria, called for a nationwide ban on war games like paintball and laser tag, in which players hunt down and pretend to kill each other with guns firing paintballs or laser beams. Now, quote, the federal government must finally ban simulated killer games. Bavaria has had such a ban in place since 2002. She added that children should be prevented from playing violent computer games. The federal government has so far refused to ban such games. The opposition Greens warned against banning violent computer and war games.
The leading Greens member of Parliament said it would be better to focus the debate on the proper use of computers and not jump to conclusions before it was clear what motivated Bastian B. Really, nobody's taking any pro-liberty side on this. If they are, they're not getting reported on.
Not standing for it, that's for certain.
Right. The question isn't what motivated Bastian B., the killer in this particular case. The question isn't what motivated him. But, you know, even if they do find out that he gets... What if he claims that, oh, yeah, I was playing Grand Theft Auto, and that's why I wanted to go and kill all my classmates? If he says that, is that enough evidence? Is that all they're going to need to pass a violent video game ban?
I just don't understand. How can they convict the video game? Did the video game get a trial?
Well, they won't convict the video game.
They'll just put them out of business.
They're just going to run them out of the country. Yep. And, of course, it's not going to do anything to stop people from accessing violent video games. These kids know exactly how to use file sharing services. And all of the people that live in other countries will be ripping the games from the DVDs that they're on, putting the images up online, and the kids in Germany will just download them to their computers and install them there. Then what? Are you going to make downloading and installing a violent video game a crime as well? Are we going to start putting kids in jail because they played a violent video game? Are we going to start punishing kids for having fun with their computers? Oh, they're going to put you into prison because you played a bad game. What? You're doing what? This is supposed to discourage kids from being violent? You want me to be violent? Put me in prison for a few years of my life. You want me to be angry at the system? You want me to lash out? Go ahead. Lock me away and see what happens when I get out.
It's unfortunately, it's a truth. You can't take supposedly bad people, put them in a bad place, surround them by bad people, treat them badly, and then expect them to get out and act good.
Well, if it's illegal for a kid to play a video game, which is what they're talking about, this woman is calling for the ban. It says children should be prevented from playing violent video games.
Yes.
Well,
she hasn't thought through what she has said.
Oh, well, she's emotionally responding, and that's good enough for her. But if a kid is convicted of playing a violent video game, whatever that crime is, and if it involves some jail time, the kid's not a bad kid going into jail. But coming out, different question.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. If you think that violent video games should be banned, I want to hear from you. I want somebody to explain this to me. What are you thinking? And this isn't going to stop people from playing them. Not only will they be able to download them, but it'll also create a black market for the hard copies. Somebody will go to the next neighboring country over where the games are still sold. They'll buy a, 10-pack or something like that and bring them back into the country and sell them at school. It's not going to stop anything. Just going to make it more difficult for them to get their hands on them and increase the prices. You're talking about a black market for video games.
I would imagine at some point, you can download movies and you can download songs off the internet. Why can't you download old video games, especially old ones that people have had time to crack?
Oh, sure you can.
Thing.
Sure you can.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
So I could go and get Grand Theft Auto Vice City off
presumably.
Of the internet and download it on my...
If you know where to look.
Burn it, and then I'd have the game system, which they're not going to outlaw the PS2
systems.
Or whatever.
No, no.
Then I would have the burned disc and be able to put it on my computer.
On your computer, yes. If you have a burned disc, then you have to have a mod chip for the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. And those are tough. Mod chips for PlayStation 2 is, yeah.
You need to be a pro, essentially, to mod chip a PlayStation 2. But nonetheless, computer games, you don't need any mod chips for. Mm. You just need the cracks or whatever that you need to get. So this isn't going to stop anything. It's just going to make politicians feel good. You know what I would like to see? Where is the video game that allows you to go on a killing spree in the house? In the state house in Washington D.C.
Well, politicians aren't actually violent themselves. They use cops.
No, I understand that, but you know what? I mean, you want to talk about a game that's going to generate some controversy? Feel free to borrow this idea. Any game programmers listening, you want controversy? You want people? You want CNN news reports about your video game? Make a game where you kill the president. Can you imagine? You remember?
Wow.
You remember that movie a couple months ago that got all kinds of international press? That British made-for-TV movie that nobody would have ever heard about. I mean, how would the British made-for-TV movie, whatever the heck, I don't even know what it's called, To Kill a President or something like that? How could that have ever gotten any popularity over here if the media hadn't blown up about it? The Secret Service hadn't responded the way it did. If they'd have just ignored that, it would have aired in Great Britain once, and it would have been the last time anybody ever saw it.
Yeah, I don't think you want to live in America after you make the killing the president video game. It doesn't seem like they'd like that much.
You know what they should do? They should make it so it's nonpartisan, so you can choose any of the last 10 presidents or so, and you can kill any one of them that you want to. That way, they can't claim that you're anti-Bush, because you could kill Clinton if you wanted to, right?
Right.
You could go in, catch him while he's got Monica under the desk, and, you know, take them both out at the same time.
Do you think you'd have, 44 different levels, so you could take out each president?
You could go back in time or something like that, take out Washington and Adams. Maybe good you could Lord. Do it in a row. Yeah.
I feel like that's almost sacrilegious. I hate the idea of that. Hate it.
Then you can travel over to the house, plant a bomb in the house.
Could you have a simulator where, Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton, duel it out again? And
I suppose you could do. I mean, you could do any of the things that you're suggesting. I'm just wondering why no one has come up with this. I mean, it's outrageous to the government officials that Grand Theft Auto exists, but how outrageous would it be? I mean, it would be outrageous times 10, times 100, if the actual purpose of the game was to eliminate politicians. And I think it could work. I think that they could make that happen. And I think it would be wonderful. I'd be the first person to buy it and promote it on this show. Please, someone take my idea.
Just hate the idea of the Founding Fathers assassination roundup.
We could cut it off at Lincoln. We can make it so Lincoln's the first person that you can go at.
You could, but yeah. I'm just saying that.
Somebody out there wants that, and somebody's going to get it. The mods are going to come out.
You might as well make the profit off of it.
Right, they're going to make the extra levels. Some obsessive player is going to just add on the extra levels. It's going to come out anyway.
Before Lincoln, I can't remember exactly the time frame, but there wasn't really bodyguards around the president. They didn't have them.
Probably not.
They just sort of did their thing and. People respected their distance and that kind of stuff. And
indeed.
So you wouldn't have Secret Service agents running after you in the first ones. You'd just be able to smoke the president. But you'd probably have some inaccurate big pistol thing.
It probably wouldn't be hard to do. I mean, they've already got a game called Hitman. I mean, the purpose of that game is to sort of be stealthy and infiltrate different areas and take out one particular target. It would just be adjusting that to where it's the president of the United States. You want to talk about controversy? You want to talk about free publicity? Somebody steal my idea, please.
Oh, please. I'm scared you just mentioning it on the air.
All right. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello.